Hi, and welcome to my podcast, On the Grow. I'm Grace Lee. This is the fourth episode into a season called The Truth About series. If you're new here, I launch my podcast episodes in different seasons that focus on a certain topic. In this episode called The Truth About Grief, Losing Someone Special to You, I talk about a recent tragic occurrence that happened in my life. I talk about how pain affects us, what I've been learning on this healing journey so far, and a mind-blowing perspective that can help someone else who is in a similar situation. If anyone else is hurting or in pain, I hope this episode comforts you as much as this healing journey has comforted me. I typically do a life update in the beginning of each podcast, but due to what happened with Luna, I want this episode to mainly focus on her and this healing journey I'm on. The days have been difficult the past week, especially when my mind drifts to the toughest decision I've had to make, the decision to let Luna go. The most difficult thing I've ever done. How does one say goodbye to a pet? How does one overcome losing someone who meant the world to you? Is there ever a good time to say goodbye? I think back to the most painful moments in my life I had to overcome. And I'll be honest, nothing has truly hurt as much as this. Breaking up with a former partner or ending a friendship seems so minuscule to the actual heartbreak of the moment I said goodbye. And to make matters worse, the decision came within a couple of hours. It's situations like these that really put things into perspective. You start to wish you appreciated that person or pet more. You start to wish you spent more time with them. You start to see how precious life is, and to never, ever take anyone or anything for granted. On Instagram, I shared a brief story of what happened to Luna, one of the two rescue cats I adopted in 2020. Pepper and Luna were sisters, best friends, and they both had different personalities that I came to both love. Luna was always the sassy princess who was clingy and needed attention 24/7. Pepper, on the other hand, was more reserved, what Bobby and my family called the perfect cat, because she was independent, did her own thing, and required little maintenance. She also surprised you at times, wanting affection, but compared to Luna, it wasn't as much. That was her tail whacking the mic. You know, I'll never forget the days I laid eyes on the two munchkins. They were the size of big round cotton balls. You could hold them each in one hand. And for size reference, I have really tiny hands. They were playful, just 3 weeks old, and just little balls of energy. My original plan was to adopt one kitten. A boy, preferably. I heard boys were more cuddly. I just knew two would be too much. When I saw Pepper and Luna causing ruckus inside the cage, I fell in love with them immediately. The man at the shelter told me they were a package deal. They're sisters from the same litter, and we don't want to separate them. I wasn't too sure about that. Two cats? In one small studio New York City apartment? Oh. And they were both girls? I was very hesitant. But I knew I wanted to give them the life they deserved. And the rest is history. As someone who works from our home office, I fell in love with the routine of having both cats around. Life was so wholesome with Pepper and Luna. I remember those moments where I'd watch both of them playing around or running to their bowls whenever dinner time rolled around. I got so comfortable until April 23rd, 2024. Pain. It affects us differently. It's a foreign concept to some, a more common one to others. The thing about pain is that there isn't a set timeline of how long it lasts. It feels like a never-ending roller coaster of grief. Some days are simply worse than others. Pain reminds me that life is full of battles and victories. It has its fair share of ups and downs. Pain teaches me there's power in community, and words have the power to heal. Pain strengthens me with what our bodies and minds are capable of going through. And each time you feel pain, whether it's physically, mentally, or emotionally, you start to find new coping mechanisms that help you get through it. Community, time with God, exercise, running, traveling. You start to realize that we are built for so much more than we think we can handle. For most, pain can hold people back. But for me, pain, it wakes me up. This hasn't always been the case over the years, but I've noticed ever since I've started running competitively and racing marathons, my definition of pain has changed. When you put your body physically through many, many miles, hard training, and discipline, you start to see toughness in a different light. You realize the limitations you placed on your body and mind are less than what you're capable of. And that thought alone can be very scary because that can show you how strong you really are and how resilient you are and how you'll do whatever it takes. I think it's a beautiful concept to chase goals in that light. I found my running journey has been a huge testament to who my power source is. He provides, he guides, and I know that when my physical body can't push anymore, he can. And that's what's been the most uplifting part of running. To know I'm not alone in chasing this tough goal of mine. But I'm drifting too far off topic here. I want to bring it back. I talk about pain in this way because I realized something. I started to analyze what would trigger me the most during this time. It was the moment, the scenario of what happened. I don't think one can forget that final moment before their loved ones pass. The final breath, the last look in their eyes. Heart failure is what the doctor said when I rushed her into the vet urgent care. They immediately got her oxygen, and I didn't realize that she was having trouble breathing. I thought it was a twisted ankle or leg, but they told me her heart was failing severely and that there was no circulation in her legs anymore due to her heart failing. The doctor's tone dropped, and I knew what she'd say next. 98% of people choose to let their pet pass peacefully. She won't be in pain anymore. I spent the next 40 minutes sitting by Luna's side as I watched her from the oxygen tank. The pain meds are fading. I don't want to rush you, but there won't be too much time before she starts to feel the pain again. My eyes were brimming with tears. I had gone through an entire tissue box at this point and was watching the clock tick and Luna in the oxygen tank beside me. Her beady eyes looked so sad. She was trying her hardest to breathe, and it just tore me apart to see her like this. I knew she was scared. I knew she was nervous about not feeling her legs or feeling like she was drowning with all the fluid in her lungs. I couldn't see her like this anymore. "Okay," is all I said, indicating I wanted to move forward. Bobby drove all the way from Jersey to be with me in this moment, and he pulled me close. they placed Luna on a comfy blanket and gave us some alone time with her. I held her close, feeling her little heart pumping, and gave her so many kisses. I'm so sorry, Luna. Pepper and I love you so much, I kept telling her and looked her in the eyes. I held her paw for support. She was scared, I could tell. But I also knew she just wanted to be at peace. To breathe comfortably again. The doctor came in and started the procedure. I love you, I told her, as she took one last breath and was gone. You know, the hardest parts of grieving are the little moments that become so routine to you that you don't realize until they're gone. Luna would always be the first one to greet me when I came back from my run. Her little paws would scurry to the door, or she'd be peeking from her favorite blue pillow on my bed when the door opened to see who it was. After my runs the past few days, as I was walking up the 9 flights of stairs to my apartment, and yes, I'm currently living the walk-up life right now because there's elevator renovations in my building, so I'm walking up 9 flights of stairs because I get free rent in exchange. So, in New York City, I say that's a steal. Anyway, as I would walk up these 9 flights of stairs to my apartment, my heart would break all over again, knowing that Luna wouldn't be there to greet me when I opened the door, knowing that I wouldn't see her cute little face ever again. But there was one day, while walking up the stairs, I felt at peace. I wasn't in tears because I was so happy to come back home to Pepper. She's my little girl too. And when I opened the door, Pepper was waiting for me. I know this won't always be the case, but in that moment I smiled. I could see hope that I was going to be okay. After all my runs, I'd come back in crying in tears in front of Pepper. Now I come back so excited to see her. It's this mindset shift of appreciating the living, just as much as honoring the dead. My mom had a really good habit of reminding me of this. That moment, I happened to capture it on Instagram too, if you want to take a look at it visually. That was the most raw and sweetest moment I've had in a while. I just knew I wasn't alone in the healing process. There were moments in the beginning of the days to the very end where I just couldn't stop crying. Everything hurt. My heart literally felt like it was broken. I kept crying out to God, asking Him to comfort my heart. It hurt so much, and I needed His help. My mind drifted to the idea that I had let her down. I couldn't stop apologizing to her before the procedure. It had felt like I wasn't strong enough to fight for her. But I knew all of that internal talk wasn't true. Instead, I would shift my mind to remember how at peace she was. How I saved her life by rushing her to the urgent care. And how God had happened to clear my entire schedule that morning so I'd be with her. I remember oh so clearly, for the first 2 days, I was trying so hard to mold Pepper into Luna. I wanted to hold her the same way, for her to come to me the same way, show affection the same way. And I realized that they're two different girls. I needed to love her like Pepper and not like Luna. But what was so mind-blowing about all of this was Pepper started to show more affection towards me. She was constantly by my side, following me to the bathroom and kitchen being vocal, wanting attention, reading the Bible with me, crawling into my lap, and even collapsing into my arms, just like Luna did. I was so confused and shocked at the same time. I realized that I always assumed Pepper was an independent cat and sometimes affectionate because Luna was always hogging all the attention. Maybe she was this loving all along, and I would have never recognized it. My mom and Bobby also told me the same thing. I was praying, and it felt that it wasn't like you didn't love Pepper as much as Luna. You loved them both the same, but Pepper wasn't assertive enough to get the attention she really needed. And this was the only way for you to see that, and the only way for you to give Pepper the love she needed. Sometimes, when you look past certain perspectives, you'll notice or realize that someone else... Oh, Pepper. She's right by the mic with me. I'm gonna say that again. Sometimes, when you look past certain perspectives, you'll notice or realize that someone else may have needed that love all along. How beautiful is that? I swear, that perspective switch comforted me so much that I finally would wake up without crying first thing in the morning. There are these little moments I experience daily that remind me of Luna. I'll always think of her when I'm in the kitchen making a meal, and I'll look up at the kitchen cabinets where she'd jump on top and watch me. Or the moments where she'd be curled up on the floor in the sun, tanning, just like her mom. Or the random moments where I'd find her in the sink or on the bed with her sister Pepper. Or moments when there'd only be one bowl instead of two. Where Pepper's eating her meals alone instead of a furry gray body next to her. Or the two pillows perched upon my bed where they both sleep. Or the light scrambles of little feet throughout the night where they're chasing one another. Losing a loved one feels like the end of the world, and it's hard for us to realize that it's only temporary to what's ahead for us. The God who created our hearts also has the power to heal it too. Ultimately, what I'm learning on this healing journey is that the hardest part of all of this isn't just the memory of the last moment you were with your loved one, but the hardships of how to move forward. The next day, and the day after that, and the day after that. Just remember that each time you cry, you become stronger. It solidifies that your precious fur baby will always be in your heart, and there's hope that the pain you're experiencing isn't forever. You'll realize you're healing, one day at a time. Thank you for listening to this episode. I know it was a hard one to get through, but your messages and kind-hearted support has helped me tremendously through this time. Thank you for sharing your stories about your beloved pets and comforting me with so much love. It truly means the world to me. If you're going through a similar situation, please don't hesitate to reach out to me via email or through Instagram DM at @bygracelee. I'm always here to talk. Thank you again. Pepper and I love you so much. Be sure to follow along and subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you're listening on. Stay tuned and keep listening to the next episode in the Truth About series. And as always, if you have any questions, feedback, or topic suggestions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Thanks for tuning in.